Pravoslavna crkva. Porodica je mala crkva. Hrišćanska porodica osnažuje ljudske vrline, čistu ljubav, supružničku vernost, mir, trudoljublje, čednost. Mala crkva. Urednik i voditelj Ljiljana Sinđelić-Nikolić.
Pomaže Bog, dragi slušaoci. Danas imamo gosta koji nam dolazi iz Velsa, to je Ivan John, koji je svoj život vezao za pozorište, i Beograđanku Aleksandru Marković. Razgovaramo o ljubavi, mladima u Velsu, o porodici, o tome kako nas vidi, što je uvek korisno znati. Aleksandra je bila ljubazna i prihvatila se ozbiljnog prevodilačkog posla i pojašnjavanja Ivanovih reči, a ko će se bolje razumeti nego muž i žena.
Experience, a feeling, but I would also say it's very difficult to talk about love because language uses words, and words are based on thoughts, and I don't think thought can approach love.
Znači, ljubav je osjećanje, ljubav je jedno iskustvo, i kao što svi znamo, o ljubavi je jako teško govoriti. On će sad objasniti, can you repeat again the last?
Well, I think language is based on words, and words are based on thought. And
znači,
I don't,
jezik je baziran, je tako, na...
And thought cannot approach love.
Aha, na rečima, reči na mislima, a
Because thought is always divisive. It's the function of thought to divide things, to break things up.
I funkcija ove misli je negde da odvoji stvari i da ih na neki način
napravi selekciju.
Napravi selekciju, tako je.
So, for instance, an example would be what's the opposite of love?
Znači, možemo reći kao primjer šta je opozit, šta je suprotnost ljubavi.
And many people would say hate, but I wouldn't agree with that. I don't think love has an opposite.
Mnogi ljudi će reći da je to mržnja, ali on se ne slaže i...
Because it includes everything.
To uključuje sve.
Dolazi iz Velsa, znamo da su i njegovi potomci takođe vezani za hrišćanstvo. Kakva je situacija danas tamo? Da li mladi idu u crkvu? Da li očekuju podršku od Boga? Da li se nadaju? Da li vole Boga?
You're coming from Wales. Mm-hmm. And how people there react today in Wales? Do they expect some support from God? Do they are praying? Are they going to church? How they live that?
Well, we have lots and lots of churches in Wales, probably more than you have in Serbia.
Znači oni imaju puno crkava tamo i verovatno mnogo više nego mi ovde.
Well, actually we have chapels, which are not churches.
Oni imaju te kapele, kako se kažu.
And every small community has a chapel.
Tako da svako, čak i ono najmanje, oni tu zovu local community, znači malo društvo građana ima svoju kapelu.
So, in a way, there aren't many people going to chapel anymore, or church, and that's parallel with that happened with also with the end, the dissolution of community or feeling of community.
Znači prosto oni idu u crkvu zato što se tamo osjećaju, jel tako, kao zajednica.
And I think part of that is to do with that we have a new church really in the world, which is capitalism.
Da, paralelno s tim je izgleda da imamo i novu crkvu koja se zove kapitalizam.
And what we worship is consuming. That's what gives us our meaning in modern society generally.
I to nam daje na neki način, znači to značenje u modernom društvu.
And that's true of Wales as it is most Western countries, I think.
I u mnogim zemljama istočne, tako Evrope, se to upravo i dešava.
Ovo je emisija koja govori o porodici. Kakva je situacija sa porodicom sada u Velsu, da li još uvek ljudi porodicu prihvataju kao osnovnu zajednicu, imali ljubavi u porodici, kakva su njegove iskustva iz njegove porodice, eto, bilo bi lepo da čujemo.
What is your experience about family, with how function and everything about that, and your experience about that?
Well, family is very important in Wales, in Welsh culture. In fact, cartref, the Welsh word for home, means is derived from the word love, cari, the place where I love, so it's always been very important. But what you have to recognize about Wales is 40% of the people who live in Wales were not born there.
Znači porodica u Velsu je jako važna i on je pričao o korenu reči. Kako se izgovara porodica, ide iz ljubavi, iz te jedne brige u drugom i tako dalje.
So 40% of the...
Ali sada 40% tako građana u Velsu nisu, kako je rekao, ne pripadaju.
Nisu rođeni
u Velsu, da. Znači, uglavnom su bošnjaci.
40% of the people who live in Wales were not born there, and it's a very transient community. People are moving all the time.
Znači ljudi nisu rođeni tamo, kreću se sve vreme i nije toliko.
And there are very few communities, but there are in Wales, in rural Wales especially, where they stay all their lives.
Znači, postoje samo neka od zajednica koja ostaju ceo njihov život u Walesu.
So, families are fragmented in the sense that grandparents rarely live near grandchildren.
Tako da su se porodice na neki način fragmentisale, odvojile i bake i deke žive blizu, neki da.
And in most households, both parents have to work. It's an economic imperative.
I svi moraju da rade, znači i oba roditelja moraju da rade tamo da bi mogli da prežive.
And unlike here, where children start school at 7, in Britain they start at 4.
Ovde deca startuje sa 7 godina, a u Britaniji sa 4.
So each component of culture is very quickly put into different warehouses, if you like.
Znači nekako na samom početku vas rasporede tamo gde oni misle da treba da bude.
So on one hand, culturally, family is very important. Modern society seems, the demands of modern society seem to separate families.
Znači, tako da to izgleda kao da žele da, na neki način, da odvojete. Prosto porodice se odvaje. Takav je način.
Individualizuju zapravo, jel? Naš otac Tadej, znači, Bogšeć, jedan duhovnik je rekao da su deca danas izgubila radost detinjstva, života, igranja. Da li je to tako?
What you think about that, because some children, they lost that happiness of childhood and everything. What you think in Wales, is that the same there?
Yes, and it's tragic. And I don't know how much this has increased or whether it was always the case, but there's a very interesting research based on a long-term sociological research of Hawaii, which I often refer to.
Znači, postoji, tragično je to da deca više nemaju svoje detinjstvo u onoj meri kao što smo mi imali nekada. I on sada priča o jednom istraživanju na Havajima koje je sprovedeno.
And they followed the birth, not just the birth, but the prenatal circumstances of all the children in Hawaii over 25 years, something like that.
Znači, prosto su pratili, napravili su istraživanje o novorođenčima, čak i taj prenatalni period, mislim da su uhvatili, ali napravili su jedno istraživanje o bebama.
And they would try to find out what were the important elements for creating an adult who was happy and fulfilled in life.
Pokušavajući da pronađu šta je to najbolje za novorođenče, za jednog posle odraslog čoveka.
And there were three clear elements common to all those who were fulfilled.
I postoje ta tri elementa veoma jasna.
And it needed only for one of them to be missing for that not to be the case.
I dovoljno da samo jedan od njih nedostaje i da to ne može da bude uspešno.
And the first was the prenatal health of the parents. The health of the mother and
father before they... Znači, prvi je zdravlje, prenatalno zdravlje majke same, koja nosi to dete.
The first 6 months of life.
Prvih 6 meseci života.
How that child was, that infant was nurtured. And the third, which is for me the most interesting, is that they have a mentor when they're a teenager.
I ovo treće koje je za njega najinteresantnije je da to dete u jednom periodu svog života ima mentora koji će se baviti njime.
Not necessarily a parent, but somebody who saw something in them.
Znači, ne mora to da bude roditelj, ali neko ko je nešto vide u tom detetu, pronašao, prepoznao.
And in the work that I do with theatre, this first 6 months is interesting and important as well, because I think it is possible, even if you don't have those three elements, for there to be some kind of remedy.
Tako da pozorištem koji se on bavi, za njega je jako važno da čak i ako mi nemamo ta tri elementa, nekako ih kroz pozorište možemo pronaći.
Na koji način?
What is the way how?
Well, one of them is it's a method called sensory labyrinth theater.
Jedan je metod koji se zove labirint čula ili čulni labirint.
And what I discovered through that work is that people have a very different sense of their own bodies.
I ono što je otkrio je da ljudi imaju jako
proprioception of their bodies.
Znači prosto osjećaj svog jako je teško izraziti sve ono što se dešava u tebi.
If, for instance, in this first 6 months they are never loved, they don't know how to love.
Ako u prvih 6 mjeseci nisu osjetili tu ljubav ili prosto nisu
bili u prilici da
je dobiju.
Because they never felt it, physically never felt it.
Nisu je fizički nikad osjetili.
And they physically feel their bodies differently to those who have felt
it. I oni fizički osjećaju drugačije svoje tijelo.
And what happens in sensory labyrinth theater is people go through a labyrinth, a very dark labyrinth. And what happens is a state of mind comes about which is very much like being a child again.
Ono što se dešava prolazeći kroz labirint čula, veoma mračan labirint, napravljena konstrukcija, oni prolaze kroz taj svoj period.
This is because you return to the state of childhood where you really don't know anything about what's going to happen next.
I vraćaju se u doba detinjstva gdje ti stvarno negdje ne znaš šta će se dogoditi sljedeće.
And for those children who, for children, the world is full of wonder because of that uncertainty.
I za decu je ono što znamo svet pun čuda.
And then as we become adults, we think we know what's around the corner. We make certain that we know what's around the corner to try and make ourselves safe.
Onog trenutka kad postanemo odrasli, mi mislimo da znamo šta je iza svakog ugla, jer pokušamo da kontrolišemo i da napravimo sigurnije sve oko sebe.
Decide not to like surprises, so the wonder leaves the world.
I odlučujemo da ne volimo iznenađenja.
But through the labyrinth, people initially are very frightened. They're very frightened.
Kroz labirint čula, ljudi su u početku vrlo uplašeni, neki od njih.
But inside the labyrinth are inhabitants, actors, and these model compassion.
Ali u samom labirintu su izvođači, opet glumci, koji na neki način izazivaju kod gledaoca, kod publike
određenu
vrstu senzacija. To je ono što je važno.
And as the person progresses through the labyrinth, they start to feel more relaxed, feel that everything's going to be okay, but they still have this sense of wonder.
Tako da osoba koja prolazi kroz labirint i dalje nekako postaje, hodajući dalje, postaje relaksirana i dobija sve snažniji osjećaj.
And it seems in some cases that this can people feel that love. They return to their childhood and they feel that love for the first time.
Neki se vrate u taj period detinjstva i po prvi put osete tu ljubav.
Because from audience reaction, we have heard many times people say, my life is over, my new life begins again. Everything is different.
Znači ono što se moglo kad prođu gledaoci kroz labirint, njihovi ti feedbackovi koje oni upisuju u knjigama kasnije, dešava se da izlaze rečenice iz njihovih usta, moj život je promenjen, ja sam završio ovaj život koji sam sad imao, sada ću živjeti drugačije.
Da li je to drugačije slično za svakoga, da li je ljubav podloga ili svako to drugačije na svoj način tumači, odabira neki svoj pravac?
Is there a difference for everybody who passed through labyrinth or and love is of course some way? But or is that for everybody has, every one of them has their own way?
Oh, that's right. I mean, the labyrinth is one path. It's not a maze. There's no dead ends. But because the audience go one at a time, they each experience a different journey.
Znači, ono što je najvažnije je da da postoji jedan put kroz labirint, naravno, i nema tu slepih ulica ili nekih prepreka koje bi, ali kada prođu, znači prosto.
And the actor will repeat an action, but they will also respond to that person, so the action will change.
Svako od ljudi koji prođu dožive neko sopstveno iskustvo. Da li je ono bazirano na ljubavi ili ne? Znači svako ko prožive svoje sopstveno iskustvo.
Radio je se raznim ljudima na raznim meridijanima, da li su te iskustva bila različita ili negde i slično, zavisno od kulture.
How it was to work everywhere with different cultures and different people?
Well, I think there's more diversity within cultures than between cultures. I've worked with several cultures around the world using this method, and we have the same kind of reaction and wonder. But there are people respond to fear differently, and you start to notice that.
Znači, radio je sa puno različitih nacija, ali i naravno svi smo različiti, ali ono što je primetio je da drugačije reaguju na strah.
So one of the skills of performing in the sensory labyrinth is learning how to work with that fear.
Znači, ono što je jedno od osnovnih veština labirinta čula je da kako reagovati, kako odgovoriti na taj neki strah koji imamo u sebi prvobitno.
Koja radnika može li, recimo, nešto poređenja radi da malo pojasni to što je rekao?
Can you explain more about that fears?
Well, for instance, in the sensory labyrinth theater, I usually construct something quite frightening in the beginning, which is a spiral, very dark spiral, where people walk round and round to the center.
Znači, ono kad kreira sam labirint čula, na samom početku, na ulasku, on napravi nešto. mislim, ja moram da se ogradim, znači kad priča o strahu, on priča o tom prvobitnom nekom strahu i vi ulazite u mrak i on pravi jednu spiralu u koju ulazi osoba sama, naravno, i ne zna gde će završiti.
And it's usually the case that I play the first character, the person at the center of the spiral, who acts a, kind of like a gatekeeper.
Tako da on je uglavnom tu na početku i na neki način ponaša se kao čuvar vrata, čuvar kapije.
So they enter, they will enter this very dark space. They feel very lost, very alone, maybe for the first time in their lives.
Znači oni će se po prvi put veoma negde sami su, jeli tu, usamljeni su, napušteni, izgubljeni.
And because you've been in this dark for a while, you can see and they can't see.
Osoba koja je u mraku, u ovom slučaju on, znači on može da vidi njih, ali oni ne mogu da vide njega, jer uglavnom labirint traje po 3-4 sata i vi se naviknete na taj mrak.
And there's always this moment when they're about to encounter you, to meet you, that they're going to react in some way.
Tako da uvek postoji taj trenutak, taj moment kada te sretnu i reaguju na tebe u mraku.
And the more you perform in this space especially, the more you start to know how they're going to react before they arrive.
Tako da što si više u tom prostoru, on sad priča o svojoj ulozi, znači u samom labirintu, što si više u tom prostoru, ti prepoznaješ bolje pre nego što ti dođe osoba.
In fact, I start to receive information about them.
Tako da on prima informacije o toj osobi mnogo ranije pre nego što osoba stigne, tako da na neki način kao da može da je dočeka u tom mraku i tako da podeli nešto sa njim.
So it's a very interesting theatrical space to work in.
Tako da u tom smislu veoma interesantan je taj pozorišni prostor i prostor između dve osobe, ako pričamo o prostorima između dve osobe, dok se još ne sretnu.
Da li su ovdje ljudi bili spremni da sarađuju?
Mi nismo uradili labirint u Srbiji, tako da daš i ask how people collaborate here, but I said that we didn't do labirint here.
Ali ste se bavili forum teatrom ovdje, ili tako?
Da, smo radili forum.
Takođe malo čas u razgovoru je pomenuo da je droga veliki problem za mlade u svetu, u Velsu.
Pa svuda.
Da je svuda. Šta misli, zašto je to tako? Da li zbog toga što se mladi osjećaju besciljno, što nemaju nekakve ugrađene vrednosti ili im društvo ne nudi? Jednostavno zbog čega?
What do you think about young people again, how, but here, yes, and everywhere, but especially here maybe, and what do you think about that?
I was young once, so, and it's very important when you work with young people to remember that how you were when you were young, because it's very easy to forget.
Da, ono što je jako važno je da svi smo nekada bili mladi i mi često zaboravimo kada odrastemo. Znači, jako je važno kad radite sa mladim ljudima da se setite kako je to bilo kad ste vi bili mladi.
I think there's that famous Aristotle quote about how young people are becoming impertinent and disrespectful to older people. So I think this idea of young people somehow becoming more and more immoral or whatever is ancient.
Znači on objašnjava kroz, čini mi se Aristotelom, ili tako neku priču i tako dalje, kako mladi ljudi žele da budu amoralni, na koji način to žele da izvedu. Ono što ja moram da dodam je za mene što je negde važno je da ima puno mladih ljudi u Srbiji koji stvarno na neki način žele da promene i sebe i svet oko sebe.
Right, I think the problem for young people now is again this idea that their role in life is as consumers. So, and they are directly marketed towards. So they, from a very young age, their meaning comes from consuming and what's available, including drugs.
Znači, ono što je za mladog čoveka danas postao sinonim je da oni su negde naučeni, navikli su da konzumiraju.
In a way, to a large extent, production went to the east, so consumption went to the west. So really our function is to consume to maintain the economy, not so much to produce.
Znači, ne toliko da mogu da budu produktivni, da mogu nešto da naprave, možda da kreiraju, više da stalo, znači ta jedna potrošačka, u stvari možda, energija, kultura koja se sad pojavila.
And the roots of this are very, very old as well, very ancient. And there was another sociological experiment, which I refer to often, in the 1950s, studying indigenous cultures in the world.
Znači, koreni ovoga nisu, koreni su odavno stvoreni, tako da on će sad pričati o tome.
And what they found is that they measured happiness and what were the factors in happiness in cultures.
Na neki način oni su merili sreću i kako se odražava u različitim kulturama.
So they measured happiness, health, mortality rate.
Znači, sreća, zdravlje,
motivacija,
and environment.
I naravno okruženje.
And they separated the two different cultures. They found two different cultures. And one culture valued giving more than taking.
Tako da su pronašli dve kulture, je tako. Jedna je mnogo više.
They valued giving more than taking.
Aha, znači njihova vrednost je bila da više daju nego što uzimaju.
And those won on every score. They won on every score of happiness, health.
Da, i znači ona se odnosi na svaku od ovih prethodnih stvari koje smo rekli.
And then you had cultures who valued taking more than giving.
I onda imamo ovu opozit, jer prepoznajemo, znači ta koja više će uzeti nego što će dati.
And what they recognized, even in these native areas, in the Amazon and Indonesia,
i u tim određenim krajima Amazonije i Indonezije,
was that those cultures who valued giving more than taking were dying out.
Znači, ova kultura, tako, koja je više davala.
And this is very simple logic, isn't it? Because you don't kill somebody to give them something. You only kill them to take things away.
Znači, ova kultura koja je više davala nego što je uzimala je prosto nestala sa lica zemlje u jednom trenutku.
Ima li je u Evropi danas, u nekom kutku Evrope?
Do we have in one place, small place in all world, some
village building
that kind of culture today?
Yeah, we do. I think we have it within cultures. We have it within people every day. That happens. It's wonderful. But the dominant culture, inevitably, is the one that values taking over giving.
Znači, imamo naravno i na sreću i na divnu svu našu radost, postoje i ljudi i sve se to dešava i dalje, ali prosto ono što je dominantno, znamo svi šta je to.
Okay, so I was talking about how inevitably these cultures that prefer taking than giving will dominate. But yet, within individuals and cultures, these two cultures are struggling.
Two nations. Znači, priča o tome kako se jednostavno i jedna i druga kultura, znači ovi koji daju i ovi koji uzimaju, prosto su onako bore se, jel tako, muče se.
So I was saying how inevitably those cultures who value taking more than giving will dominate. Okay, you translated that. So what can we do in that situation? And I like what Viktor Frankl said. He said you have to be idealistic.
Znači, Viktor Frankl, who was he?
Viktor Frankl, he was a survivor of the Holocaust, psychologist.
Okay. Znači on je rekao da
that you have to be idealistic.
Znači moraš biti je tako moraš razmišljati
pozitivno,
idealista, da. Tako da budeš
on je bio vezan za logore i napravio je svoju teoriju u logorima zapravo. Ljudi su tamo preživljavali jer su imali nadu.
Da.
If you aim for the stars, you might hit the moon. Kind of.
Pa to je ona čuvena, znači kreni ka zvezdama i imaćeš, vidjet ćeš imati.
And I think that's very important in the Balkans especially, because there is a kind of corruption here that's very difficult to root out.
Znači, ono što je najvažnije, posebno za Balkan, da je da postoji ono što je on primetio, velika korupcija ovde i da bi to moralo na neki način da se pomeri.
The worst thing I realized about corruption is not that there's a hole in the economy.
Znači, najgora stvar koju je mogao da primeti vezano za korupciju nije samo rupa u ekonomiji.
So that people are paying higher taxes than Sweden, but the streets are still full of rubbish.
Znači, ovde ljudi plaćaju mnogo velike takse za, nego što isplaćaju u Švedskoj, a putevi su i dalje puni rupa.
And that's true for Serbia, Bulgaria.
I to je za skoro svaku zemlju. Srbija, Balkan, Srbija, Bugarska i većina balkanskih zemalja.
The worst thing about corruption is that the people in power don't care about people.
I ono što je najstrašnije vezano za korupciju je ljudi na vlasti, ali kaže se za one koji imaju moć, ali da nešto promene u ovoj državi, njih nije briga.
But on the other hand, I look at people here and I don't see any difference in the levels of happiness.
Ali gledajući ljude ovde ne mogu da vidim da su oni nesrećni, tako da oni
people are reminded of each other's humanity here much more than in more wealthy countries.
Čak je primetio da su za razliku od drugih zemalja da su zdraviji, da deluju zdravije.
Because when people become wealthy and the law protects them.
Jer ovde bilo gde na zapadu zakon se štovodi i štiti individu.
it's not a cultural movement towards individuality. It's just by the fact that actually, for instance, if I stand at a zebra crossing in Wales, the car has to stop. There is not a question.
Znači, osnovni, jedan od osnovnih primjera je ako, se, ako stojite na zebri, na pešačkom prelazu i ovaj, samo, ne, morate, ne morate da zakoračite, znači... Ne morate da zakoračite na pešačkom prelazu tamo i samo stojite, vozač mora da stane. Ovde kod nas možete da zakoračite i sve prosto...
Da li ste bili u Egiptu, tamo možete stojite satima i da koračite, nećete preći u Kairu.
You can't pass through, never.
But what happens here is when you stand at the zebra crossing, you have to make contact with the driver.
Ono što je za njega bilo fascinantno ovde je da kad stoji na pešačkom prelazu, on mora da uradi taj pogled očima, mi to zovemo eye contact, znači da pogleda vozača. I da vozač pogleda njega.
So there's an assessment of our common humanity.
To je kao neki jeli dogovor o prelazni dogovor o između dva bića.
But when the law protects you completely, then you don't need to make that human contact.
Kada te zakon kompletno štiti, tvoja prava, onda ti ne moraš da praviš taj te poglede i taj jeli, eye contact.
And eventually you start to be frightened of making that human contact.
I onda možda vremenom počinješ da se plaviš, plašiš da praviš te kontakte sa drugim osobom.
So that's my theory about that.
Tako da on ima teoriju o tome da je u Srbiji jeli, taj, i dalje da smo topao narod koji dalje komunicira jedan sa drugim.
Because there can be bursts of aggression here, but there isn't the same constant social tension that you have in Britain, for instance.
Mi možda jesmo imali ovde agresivno tlo ili na kome se dešavalo svašta, ali se ne može osetiti ta jedna društvena tenzija koja se može, socijalna društvena tenzija koja se može osetiti u Velikoj Britaniji.
Došao je u sredinu koja je dominantno pravoslavna, druži se i sa ljudima iz naše crkve koji su u njegovom okruženju, a neki će vam biti kumovi na venčanju. Da li se ta pravoslavna sredina razlikuje od drugih, od katoličke, protestantske, muslimanske, zavisi gde se bio?
You came here and you are friends with lots of people who are from Orthodox church and that, and can you see some differences? And you have lots of friends here, and on the wedding you will have some people who will be a part of that celebration. So what koje je bilo pitanje?
Da li se razlikuje pravoslavna sredina od drugih i na koji način?
What is your opinion about this environment of some in Wales or in Great Britain? Or
well, Britain is not a good example, maybe because it's always there was this class structure for a long time, and religion and class structure were connected. So it's a relief in a way not to see that so much here, that it really feels like a church of the people.
Ono što je osnovna razlika, a opet on ne vidi velike razlike jeli, i tamo i ovde, to su te klasne razlike koje su tamo mnogo zapažene.
And from talking to the priests, I feel a very it's a very curious religion, very intellectually rigorous here. And still questioning, and that's very important for me in my work as well, to question everything.
Znači ono što on vidi ovde, a ja moram reći na neki način svojim rečima, je da on vidi tu jeli, slobodu neku pričajući sa sveštenicima, on vidi i osjeća i oni postavljaju pitanje, što je za njega jako važno i za njegov rad, jer onaj znamo i sami ko postavlja pitanje i ta jedna radoznalost i sve to, znači jako je važno.
Slušali ste Malu crkvu i naše goste Ivana Džona iz Velsa i Aleksandru Marković iz Beograda, autor i voditelj emisije Ljiljana Sinđelić-Nikolić, tehnička realizacija Sanja Radenković.